diagnosis and a few healthy changes.
With savings at the Home Depot, we'll get your kitchen clicking. Top-brand appliances like a GE Profile refrigerator with convenient features like a built-in dual-dispense autofill pitcher. Plus, with seamless shopping in-store and online, everything you need for your kitchen is just a click away. Final days to get up to $800 off select kitchen appliances from top brands like GE Profile at the Home Depot. Pricing valid January 4th through 24. Gas ranges and dryers extra. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House this hour, President Biden hosting a bipartisan group of mayors in D.C. for the Mayor's Conference and talking about economic policies. Earlier, the president signed the short-term measure passed by Congress yesterday to avoid a government shutdown.
Today, we get some good news. We just signed a bill to keep the government open.
The economy on the mind of voters in New Hampshire, where the primary is now 4 days out. Undecided voter Stephen Lubachek on his concerns.
I'm very interested in issues relative to income equality and programs targeted toward the middle and working classes in the United States.
Donald Trump will be in New Hampshire campaigning tonight. He's expected to get the endorsement of Senator Tim Scott ahead of South Carolina's primary next month and Nikki Haley's home state. Recent winter storms and sub-zero temperatures blamed for at least 50 deaths nationwide, and that death toll could rise with more storms this weekend. This is ABC News. Violence escalating in a key neighborhood of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. The area is home to numerous police officers and has been under siege for several days. Violence in Port-au-Prince has been escalating for months amid chronic gang violence. Gangs are now estimated to control up to 80% of the Haitian capital. More layoffs announced, this time by a company that sells goods for homes. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Joining Amazon, Citigroup, Google, and other big companies with job cuts is Wayfair, the American e-commerce company based in Boston that sells furniture and home goods online. It's cutting about 1,600 employees. In a statement, Wayfair says that's about 13% of its global workforce and approximately 19% of its corporate team, and that it expects the reductions to save more than $280 million.
Also today, the publisher of Sports Illustrated announced it's terminating most of its staff. The magazine first published in 1954. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A bright and beautiful start to the day turns cloudy with a chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon. Highs hit the single digits but feel more like zero. And by tomorrow morning, it'll be feeling like 20 below. However, a sunny weekend lies ahead. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 4 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republicans in the legislature have proposed a bill to ban abortions in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy, except in the case of medical emergencies. The bill also calls for a statewide referendum on the April ballot. Supporting a parental bill of rights, Oconomowoc Representative Barbara Dietrich at the Capitol Thursday.
God gave that child to you. Not to the school.
Governor Tony Evers will veto the bill passed in the assembly if it's approved by the Senate. 21-year-old Morgan Geiser is again petitioning for her release from a state mental health facility. Geiser and Anissa Wire were convicted in the 2014 Slenderman stabbing of a classmate. Geiser previously withdrew petitions for early release over the last 2 years. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shell's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand, the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. A southeastern Minnesota dairy is being fined by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The agency says the Plainview Milk Products Cooperative allowed nearly 7,000 gallons of cream to drain into the area's sewer system last April. The spill overwhelmed the wastewater treatment plant's tank, sending hundreds of gallons of wastewater mixed with cream into a ditch just southeast of Plainview. The dairy was fined $20,000 and forced to recover the water that overflowed into the ditch. The state is also asking the facility to find ways to prevent similar problems in the future. A capital campaign has been launched to reopen a shelter in Mondovi after one closed in 2022. Western Dairyland is looking to raise $250,000 to purchase a home in Mondovi, fully furnish it, and have it be used for one homeless family at a time. Western Dairyland would also then work with the family to find permanent housing. The money would also be used to maintain the home and case management services with the families that use the home. The group is hoping to raise the money this year with the goal of purchasing the home in 2025. Western Dairyland also has shelters in Eau Claire, Jackson, and Trempealeau counties. A judge is ordering a competency evaluation for the Tennessee woman accused of crashing her van into a Chippewa Falls Christmas display. Ebony Hudson was charged with criminal damage to property after driving into the Irvine Park Christmas Village in December. Police investigators say when a park's employee used his pickup truck to try to block her escape, Hudson rammed the pickup truck with her car four times. One person is dead following a head-on crash in the town of Hammond on Wednesday. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Department, an SUV was traveling east on Highway Double T and collided head-on with a westbound car. The driver of the SUV and a passenger were treated at the scene and released, while the driver of the car and a passenger were taken to the hospital. Another passenger in the car, 26-year-old Isaiah Barnes of Hudson, died. Authorities believe alcohol may have played a role in that accident. There is a push at the Wisconsin Capitol to make college campuses gun-free zones. Democratic State Representative Deb Andrica yesterday introduced a plan to add colleges and universities to the list of places where people cannot have a gun. Wisconsin's elementary schools and high schools are already on that list, but universities are not. Andrica says college students deserve the same level of protection that young kids receive in the state. She says they need the peace of mind to be able to learn without having to fear that someone has a gun. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
There are some questions to answer after police found a gun in a western Wisconsin school. Police say they found the gun yesterday at Spring Valley's middle and high school. The gun was unloaded, but police say there was ammunition nearby. There is no other information of whether the gun belonged to a student or staff member. Police say once they secured the gun, it was no longer a threat and no students or teachers were hurt. Wisconsin's 3rd District Congressman says he didn't vote for the plan to keep the government running because it did nothing to solve the nation's problems. Congressman Derek Van Orden was one of 6 Wisconsin Republicans who voted against the continuing resolution that keeps the federal government funded until March. He says Congress still hasn't done anything to secure the border, and voting to keep spending money isn't working. Wisconsin's 2 Democratic members of Congress did vote for the plan, which passed with overwhelming support. An Eau Claire business owner is under arrest and charged with sexually assaulting his clients. Chris Devlin, the owner of Botox and hair removal business Renew Aesthetics on Keith Street, is accused of taking nude photos of his clients without their consent. Eau Claire police say one of the clients reported inappropriate contact from Devlin. Through an investigation, they say more victims were found. Investigators say the incidents happened between July and December of last year. Devlin previously worked for the Mayo Clinic Health System, but the hospital says an investigation came up with no inappropriate patient contact there. Governor Evers was in Eau Claire yesterday to check in on some grant recipients. The governor visited with folks at the Black Kettle Tea Shop on Barstow Street. The tea shop was one of hundreds of businesses to receive a Main Street Bounce Back grant. The governor also stopped by the 123 Look at Me Learning Center, which received a $300,000 state grant for child care. The governor says the state grant money made the difference for both local businesses. Juneau County deputies are investigating after a body was found near Camp Douglas. Juneau County Sheriff Andrew Zobel says the body was reported around 8:40 on Thursday morning near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. The death is being considered suspicious, but Sheriff Zobel says there's no danger to the public at this time. The victim's name and cause of death has not been released. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Minnesota State Fair officials say that this will be the last year that the fair offers recognition tables and benches at the fairgrounds. The fair announced earlier this week that it had a limited number of benches and tables left and that they're being offered on a first-come, first-served basis. Personalized benches will cost $2,500, while customized tables will cost $5,000. Proceeds from the program go to the Minnesota State Fair Foundation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Johnson shares career perspective. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go. Woo!
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway. February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
As seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson prepares to be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame this evening, along with his former crew chief Chad Knaus and NASCAR pioneer Donnie Allison, Johnson expressed how he'd like NASCAR fans to remember his career in the years to come.
I guess it would be a balance of just how committed I was to chasing this. You know, really has been a passion of mine that I was fully dedicated to. And then in conjunction with that is just trying to win races without wrecking people. I think you can be generous and gracious in many situations. And I wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it is possible to kind of do it the right way.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
The 8th-ranked basketball Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers in Big Ten Hoops action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Big Ten leaders lost for the first time in Big Ten play at Penn State on Tuesday. Coach Greg Gard says they have to get better defensively.
Some of it's who you're playing. You know, some of it's has there been things we have to, you know, recorrect, reteach, go back through and drill a few more things. You're never at a point where you're stationary. You're either getting better or you're regressing. So I felt we needed to get a lot of things better. We've been over a point per possession of what we've allowed in, you know, several of the games we've won.
In the Big East, Marquette off until tomorrow when they travel to St. John's. Packers are in San Francisco where they'll take on the 49ers in the divisional playoffs on Saturday night. They've already knocked off second-seeded Dallas as a big underdog. Now they'll take their shot at the top-seeded 49ers. College hockey on the women's side, the Badgers on the road at Minnesota State tonight. The Badger men have the weekend off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some impressive early week performances on the hardwood as we reach the midpoint of the season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The high school basketball season is past the halfway point, with teams looking to make their mark in conference races down the stretch and improve their playoff positioning. There were some outstanding games played Monday night. Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More scored yet another impressive win in boys hoops, taking down Milwaukee Academy of Science 78-71. Not far away, Metro Classic rival Dominican posted an incredible 132-89 win over previously unbeaten Brookfield Academy as six players hit double figures for the Knights, who connected on 20 three-point attempts. A little further north, Marathon suffered its first loss of the year, 61-58 against Mosinee, as Keegan Jerschley went for 26 points with 8 steals for the Indians. While the Pier went down for the first time against Wisconsin Lutheran over the weekend, the Redbirds did manage to remain the number one ranked team in the WSN coaches poll Tuesday. The Pewaukee girls hoops team suffered its first loss of the season, falling to highly ranked Nazareth Academy out of Illinois Monday night by a single point. In the updated WSN coaches poll that came out Tuesday afternoon, Pewaukee retained the top spot in the Division II rankings. The first three-point challenge leaderboards of the year came out earlier this week. Be sure to check out the top 10 shooters in each division over at wisports.net. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. While most people make their New Year's resolutions about losing weight or quitting some bad habit, I always make mine about fishing or hunting. This year, I have made a few, and I hope that I can get to them all. I'll tell you what one of them is, but first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
I've got one New Year's resolution that I hope I can achieve this year. I fish some of the same bodies of water, and I tend to get into a situation where I have what I call the milk run. I go to places I know I've caught fish, and I use the techniques that work. I always seem to have a good time and catch fish, but I always feel at the end of the day that maybe I should have tried a new spot. This year, I have resolved to make sure to find at least one new spot on these lakes that I fish a lot, and I'm going to do that each time I go out. So what I have to do is set up some of my trolling rigs, look at some of the lake maps, figure out some new techniques that I'm going to use in those areas that are a little foreign to me, so that I can find some spots that are going to be productive. And again, I might find a lot of spots that aren't, but at least I'm searching for some new spots and trying some new techniques. And that's what this resolution is really all about. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Increasing clouds throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We have a slight chance of flurries or even some light snow. Highs near 7, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 8 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 10 above. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Boyceville. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Well, we know that the market trade today had a lot of oddities to it. We saw the corn and the wheat to the higher. Soybeans definitely took the drop, and it was pretty much red all the way across the screen. We don't talk much about milk, but definitely saw the red numbers happening in the live, the feeder, and the hogs of the trade today. We're going to look at what's happening. I know there's been a lot of concerns, and we talked about this earlier in the day as well when we were talking about just where we were moving forward and the nervousness that was out there. I know from an economic concern that's out there, we're going to dive into what having that marketing plan, not having that plan, but really what the movers and shakers have been influencing the way we saw the market trade today. Clint Hoffman joins us. He is with TradeOS. And I think we got to start out just looking at this soybean market, because it seemed like the meal and oil playing a little bit of tandem trade really kind of helped to pull the soybeans down on a Friday number.
It did seem that way. We had a little strength as we started and then just faded throughout the day. Exports been a little better, especially on the meal side, but that actually, you know, trading it right towards the low of the week by the end of the day just continued to be a drag on everything.
So what are you seeing as some of the biggest concerns, things that we need to be looking out for with this soybean trade? And in part, I think it kind of leans into what's happening in South America.
It does. I think, like I mentioned, it was good to see a little bit better weekly exports for once, but we're going to need to see that, you know, continue for a few months before we probably change those estimates on what our current supply and demand situation is looking like. So right now, obviously, the main thing is South American weather to get through the next 4 months. There was a dry spell kind of going on in Argentina for 10 or 11 days, and this afternoon or around noon, the GFS put a little more rain in the forecast for 10 days out. So it looks like they're still obviously having a little stress, but still going to have a good crop in Argentina. You know, everybody's been talking about it for months on parts of Brazil having some troubles, but fact of the matter is they have so many acres down there that are still going to have good yields. It's, just going to still be a burdensome supply and demand situation in the end.
I hate to say it, but what's it going to take? I mean, something devastating. You always hate to wish that upon another grower out there. But is that what it's going to take for our markets to be able to see a pickup?
It kind of seems like it, and maybe hopefully we're finally just getting to that sentiment in the markets where everybody's about ready to throw in the towel, and sometimes you get the funds to cover on that, and going into spring, sometimes they don't like to be short. I think we'll see the estimate later this afternoon, but with funds being short 250,000 contracts of corn, that's just a pretty heavy net short position, and also just flat out being short the bean market, so we'll see. Hopefully, as going into spring, the funds just don't want the risk of being short into a weather market, and that can give us a little excitement for once.
Well, Clint, it definitely was nice to see the corn, though, have its positivity on the trade. What's your takeaway on the corn and what we saw in the wheat complex?
I think, this continued fund selling just seems like where the supply and demand's at, and this time of year in January, just not a lot going on as far as news, and we just continue that trend. I think a lot of people just keep hoping that there's enough weather trouble in South America to give this market some sort of rally, but we're probably going to have some either outside catalyst event that pops up out of the blue or get into the weather market at some point, and that's a ways away.
Yeah, before you know it, we're going to be talking weather here in the States as guys in the southern part start getting ready for their early spring planting.
I'll be here before you know it, a couple months, and guys down in Texas will be rolling.
Though the cattle and feed report numbers aren't out as of yet as you and I are talking, cattle market, both live and feeders, really took a drop today once again, and in part, is it anticipation for this cattle on feed report? Is it the fact that we haven't seen any cash movement? Is it the weather, or is it a combination thereof?
I think definitely a combination. We did make, at least for the recovery we're having, a new high yesterday, and so it's probably natural to back off a little with those numbers coming out this afternoon. And yes, we need to see the cash trade, hoping for $2-3 higher than last week. And the way it's looking, was it Iowa State had some estimates on what the returns are right now, and looking at $124 head loss if you're feeding 750 pound steers. They mentioned that could be upwards of 300. So with these obviously having crappy returns with this weather and that cash market backing off, we need to continue to see that cash market recover.
What about for the hogs? What's your takeaway on them at this point?
I would say I'm not a expert on those, but I know the supply isn't near as tight on the hogs. If a guy's looking at doing any pricing on those, they did have a decent recovery the last couple weeks. Otherwise, it seems like we get up to that $90-some mark on that June month, and it seems to be some pretty stiff resistance there.
All right, well, we've got a lot to look at. Before we head to break, what's the one takeaway that you want folks to think about in these markets as we head into Sunday's overnight trade?
I think just everybody be safe out there with this cold weather, and something to think about if you can get your trucks running up and going next week. There's some pretty good basis deals out there. And even if it's not just the 1 or 2 day really good deals, it's still decent a month or two out. So that'd be something to consider thinking about over the weekend.
All right. We're going to talk more about the basis when we come back. Stick around. We've got more coming back on this Friday afternoon. It is the channel final bell. And when we come back, we're going to talk not only about basis, but we're also going to take a look at what we need to be thinking about marketing wise in the current economic situation we're in. The channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back now to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Clint Hoffman. Cliff, of course, is with the group with Trados. And as we take a look at the markets, we left off talking about basis. What are we seeing basis-wise as we look at corn and beans and we head into the rest of January?
On beans, if anything, they've actually backed off a little bit, which is a little bit concerning just with futures moving down. Usually you get a little basis pop, so it seems as though enough beans are moving. One bright spot would be is there is good carry in that market, not quite like it was at the October November time frame, but decent carry there if you have to storm past March. Corn side of things, there's 10 cents a carry from March to May, another 8 to July, so decent carry there also, but a lot better basis opportunities. So that would be the crop I'd look at moving at the moment if we're picking between the two. A lot of ethanol plants in our neck of the woods are at 10 or 20 over, and during this weather there's been some 1 or 2 day periods where even had some a lot better numbers than that, just because they're scrambling to get corn coming in to keep those ethanol plants running.
And that's gonna continue for a little bit. Advantage, if you can get the grain moved to be able to get to those ethanol plants, for sure.
Right. Yep. Pretty tough with these roads and winter conditions and cold, and you got a lot of guys caring for their livestock, getting that done first instead of worrying about trucking corn.
Yeah. Very much so. So, Clint, earlier in the marketing day, we were talking about some economic concerns. I mean, not only from the basis that we've got a lot of folks that maybe have that corn in storage and they're using that kind of as their banking possibilities, but the number of folks that are nervous as they look at the way these markets have traded and they've seen the way things are happening in South America. You brought up a good point before we even started the program, is it's important to have a solidified marketing plan in place.
Yep, and obviously that's a business I'm in, so I'm going to advocate for that. But I think a lot of just concern coming out lately, it just like my client Barometer right now, just seems like I've had more questions this week about the low prices than I have in a long time. So there's definitely a lot of concern out there. And I just look back over the last few months, talking to people in general, it's like, oh, you know, corn and beans can't go down, so weather's bad in South America or vice versa. But if you take a step back and just say you took corn off the chart and looked at the range we've been in the last 5 years, there is downside risk. And I think that's why you have to have some sort of marketing plan and timetable at certain times of year. Like, hey, if I don't have X percent sold yet, I'm going to go ahead and get it done. That way I've price protected and grain marketed, and that way get your insured bushels protected before harvest. And now when we're talking with guys, these basis decisions are a lot easier when we have hedge gains to pull off and then just sell that cash grain to take advantage of those good basis levels.
What do you think is the biggest hurdle at this point? I mean, the old "I've always done it this way" doesn't hold much water in the marketing world that we're in at the moment.
No, I'm just afraid too that seems like we have 2 or 3 really good years, and you know, we did price wise and then we usually go into that 4 to 7 year time frame where things are pretty rough. And I think hopefully we are at a short term low, just winter and things are getting oversold and everybody's about ready to throw in the towel. But I think if we do see those rallies in the spring, like, guy has to have some sort of forward selling, hedging, use puts, whatever you're comfortable with, but get something done, because we still had a record corn yield this year, and even with a lot of weather troubles, it makes me a little nervous. We actually have a lot of rain in the corn belt I think these hybrids might really surprise people on how much corn we could end up with at the end of the year.
Well, and you bring up an interesting point too, Clint, because I've been hearing a lot of conversation about possibly more corn acres than bean acres, at least in the Nebraska, western Iowa neck of the woods. What are you hearing out there? And again, this comes down to needing a good marketing plan.
I would agree with that comment. It seems like just in my initial meetings with guys, the corn acres are coming back up a little. I think between bean yields being down last year and herbicide resistance and input costs going down on corn, it's just natural for that to happen. Plus, guys just like to grow more corn. So I think just another reason why have a good marketing plan and get that price protected one way or another.
Well, what's the best way, Clint, for folks to get a hold of you and everybody else there at Trade Us?
You can get a hold of me at 402-858-7239. Otherwise, you can check out our website, gotradeoss.com, and on our social media at Tradeoss LLC.
All right. And just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We got new pickups in stock, and we got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Ranchers and cattle producers in Colorado are having more restless nights in 2024 as the state has followed through on a ballot measure to reintroduce gray wolves. 10 have been released so far, with more expected. I'll have details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Back in 2020, voters in Colorado approved a public ballot measure that would reintroduce gray wolves to rural areas in the state. The measure was controversial, and it just barely passed. 50.9 in support, 49.1 against, with very strong opposition from livestock and ranching organizations. Governor Jared Polis said that the vote kicked off, quote, 3 years of comprehensive listening and work by Colorado Parks and Wildlife to draft a plan to restore and manage wolves, end quote. But it also kicked off 3 years of legal battles as livestock producers sought relief in the courts from the program, which they argue will directly harm livestock as wolf numbers grow. In mid-December, the plan moved forward after a federal court in Colorado refused to grant an injunction against the releases. Since then, two different groups of wolves have been relocated from Oregon to Colorado. Five were released in the first wave, and five more were released on December 23rd. Another five are slated for release by mid-March. The judge in the case said that she understood the rancher's concerns about the possible impacts from wolf attacks, but stopping the program from moving forward, she says, would violate the will of the people. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association, which along with the Gunnison County Stock Growers Association had sued to stop the reintroduction, argue for years that reintroducing wolves would be a threat to humans, domesticated livestock, and pets, and that their presence could harm rural economies dependent on livestock production or tourism. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say they've been planning for the reintroduction for years, and while the risk of livestock depredation is real, they have an indemnity program that can offer up to $15,000 per animal lost. The plan ultimately calls for another 45 wolves to be brought in from states in the Northwest, much to the ongoing frustration of the Gunnison County stock growers. Andy Spann, the organization's president, believes that Colorado Parks and Wildlife did not take their concerns to heart. I'll have more when we come back.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yes, for the first time since the 1940s, gray wolves are loose in Colorado. These animals are about twice the size of a coyote and can weigh up to 100 pounds when fully grown. With more wolves on the way and legal challenges exhausted, cattle and sheep producers must now be increasingly vigilant across the Centennial State. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Increasing clouds throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We have a slight chance of flurries or even some light snow. Highs near 7, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 8 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 10 above. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School basketball tonight. The Panthers are at Boyceville. The Advance Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at our website.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hold on to you.
can't wait another day. This killing time is killing me. Drinking myself blind, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line and they bury me,
for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I used that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. You could say I got what I deserve.
Yeah.